I'm running for office for the first time.
For the first time.
For the first time.
For the first time.
Because I believe that judges should be fair, impartial.
Personal experience, educational expertise, and the heart.
We need a fresh new voice in local government.
Crime and criminal justice reform.
We can debate, disagree, listen, learn, and compromise.
Those challenges also bring opportunity and risk.
We really need that diversity of thought.
Every single American deserves a shot at chasing their dreams.
Everyone has a first time. Politics begins with one citizen deciding to ask voters to elect them to an office where they think they can accomplish something. This week on our series, The Rookies, you'll hear from first-time candidates running democracy's first lap. Eric Caulfield starts us off. He's a man with a packed resume, a White House fellow with the Obama administration, a doctorate in engineering from MIT, Phi Beta Kappa graduate at Morehouse College. His next step, the Louisiana State Senate, District 4. Eric Caulfield decided to take the plunge and run for the Senate after growing up with his unstoppable mom, a home nurse who would drive around rural Louisiana with her son checking on patients. Somewhere along the line, watching his mom taking blood while listening to people with real problems put politics right into Caulfield's blood.
We have to get government right, whether you're for big government or small government or whatever that means. We have to get it right, because when government gets it wrong, then people suffer. And I see that in communities in New Orleans and other places that I've worked. And for me, for somebody who cares very deeply about community and individuals, the people that I see every day, if I really believe the things that I thought I did and I do, it became a very easy decision. Have to get involved.
Who thought this was a crazy idea, who's close to you in your life?
Most people who lived in New Orleans at the beginning when we brought it up. My family was tremendously supportive. My mom, if she would tell the story, ever since I was in high school, she said that I was going to do this. But most people in New Orleans, when I first had the idea to run for office or was thinking about it, they said, well, you grew up in Baton Rouge. You don't have a political family here. People don't know you. You're not independently wealthy. We don't know if you really have a shot at this thing. But if I thought about a kid from South Louisiana being able to go to Morehouse and MIT, you know, the idea that that could happen is not necessarily something that people would predict. So when I looked at this thing, even though everyone was saying that it was going to be very hard and it was a long shot, I believed in what I was doing, and so I had to do it.
Do New Orleanians vote for guys from MIT?
The feedback that I've been getting is a lot of people are excited about that part.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people are. It's interesting. In some communities, because we have our cards that we give out when we go to talk to people, and we've been knocking on doors for almost a month now, and in some communities, they read it and they say, oh, wow, you went to MIT. Okay, then they're paying attention. But in other communities, they don't see that at all, and they say, oh, you went to Morehouse. That's interesting.
And
you get that in different communities, and I think that's one of the reasons why we think we have a really good shot at winning is because our appeal in many cases is very broad.
What's changed in your life since you decided to run?
Probably the percentage of hairs on my head that are gray.
And you need some muscle to keep that smile going no matter what.
Well, I mean, the smile, I think, comes naturally. The folks that you meet on the campaign trail, I love it. I love campaigning. The people are absolutely amazing because you're hearing what they care about, right, from their own mouths, on their doorsteps, in the barbershops, even in the lounges. One day, literally my day started at 6:30 in the morning, and it didn't end until 3 a.m. We woke up and went to a family walk in a park, and I sweated out my clothes completely and then changed clothes in the front seat of my car and then went to a neighborhood association meeting and spoke there in a suit, changed clothes again to go to another event at a different park. And then after that, changed clothes into a different suit and went to a formal gala for an event. And then afterwards, went to an event after that and then ended up at a lounge where one of the community leaders was having an event and wanted to talk to him. And so literally, we're there until about 2:45 in the morning. And that's campaign life in some sense. But I love it because you're hearing from people what they really care about. And as a representative, you need to know that.
I suspect your mother would say nobody works harder than my son, Eric.
I think that's probably true. You know, we knew from the beginning that the way that we were going to win was to be very smart about how we deploy our resources, and we'll just have to outwork the other side.
Rookie candidate Eric Caulfield is a first-time candidate running for Louisiana State Senate in District 4. More rookies tomorrow.